Dalet Amid Beis. This is a hemshech, a connection of what we had learned on Daf Kuf Yudalet Amid Aleph Hamachlekes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds that from the pasuk Oyle Shabbas B'Shabbatai, we learn out that Chelvei Shabbos Kraven B'Yom HaKippurim. That if, let us say, there was, Rashi says it is speaking about the Tumid of Shabbos, if he was not Makdir, that he wasn't finished with the Haktorin Shabbos, Meitzoi Shabbos is Yom HaKippurim, he's permitted to be Makdir, the Oila Shabbos in Yom Kippur. Leidach Gise, if let's say Erev Shabbos was Yom Kippur, and he was not Makdir, the Kolbenis of Yom Kippur, Chel v'Yom HaKippurim, you are not Makdir b'Shabbos. That is Shitas Rabbi Yishmoel. And Rabbi Kiva is Machmer. Rabbi Kiva says that you cannot be Makdir Chel v'Shabbos b'Yom HaKippurim. You cannot be Makdir Chel v'Yom HaKippurim b'Yom HaShabbos. But you could be Makdir Chel v'Shabbos b'Yontif. That is the Machloikis we had between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Now, the last three words of this Omid. Omar Rab Zeire, Ki havine bebovel, when I was in Bovel, before I came to Eretz Yisrael, Hava Omri, in Bovel they said as follows. Hodesanye, Yoim HaKippurim Shechal Liyois Erev Shabbos. If Yom Kippur fell out Erev Shabbos, and Bismaneinu, this is not Shayech, because we're not Mekadosh Al-Piriyeh. But when they were Mekadosh Al-Piriyeh, it was possible that Yom Kippur should fall out Erev Shabbos. It's Yom HaKippurim Shechal Liyois Erev Shabbos. And usually, there was a takone, we had learned that there used to be Teikeya Sheish Tkiyas, Erev Shabbos, that the Oilam should be Mavatal the Malachis, and they should be Mekabal Kedusha Shabbos. So that is, if Erev Shabbos is Yom HaChol, Yom HaKippurim Shechalia is Erev Shabbos, since Sai Yom Kippur and Sai Shabbos both are also B'Malachis, Lehoyu Toikin, so they were not Toikeya, the Sheish Tkiyas, because, as the Ritva puts it, it's like one Yom Arichte. Yom Kippur is also B'Malacha. Shabbos is also B'Malacha. Yom Kippur is Koresh. Shabbos is Kila. But that's not the Geya. The Tachlis of the Tzkiya was Lahavdol Mina Malacha. And Malacha is also on both of these days. Yom Kippurim Shchaliya is Erev Shabbos. Lo yo yutoike. That is one Halacha, it says in the Barais. Second halach, it says, Ubu Meitzoi Shabbos. What if Yom Kippur was Meitzoi Shabbos? Loihoyu Mavdilin. They were not Mavdil. They did not make Havdolah between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. That also is understandable. Havdolah is Pshat, if you're Mavdil from Yom Kodesh to Yom Chol. That the second day is Mutar B'Malacha. The first day is also b'malacha, so your mavdol, that is the chiyav havdolah. Again, since Yom Kippur and Shabbos both are also b'malacha, so there's no din havdolah. So Rabbi Zeira said, when we learned this b'rais and bovel, we were under the impression, divrei hakali, there's no machloikis in this, this is a dovel muskim. Kisalikne lohosom, but when they went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechisei li Yehuda berei de Rab Shimon ben Pozi, de Yosi vekoma Rabbi Kivi. Yehuda said that this baraise is not a halacha muske. This baraise is dependent on the machlokes we mentioned before between Rabbi Kivi and Rabbi Shmuel. He said that this baraise is only according to Rabbi Kivi, that holds Chelvei Shabbos ain't craven b'yom HaKippurim. So according to Rabbi Kiva, that Chalvei Shabbos and Kreivim B'Yom HaKippurim, so then this Baraisa makes sense. The E Rabbi Yishmoel, but according to Rabbi Yishmoel, that holds Chalvei Shabbos Kreivim B'Yom HaKippurim, Kiven the Omar Chalvei Shabbos Kreivim B'Yom HaKippurim, Litoka, so therefore they should blow Shofar if Yom Kippur fell out Erev Shabbos, ki heichi de lehevi yodi de chelbi Shabbos kreven b'yom HaKippur. Now we have to understand what the cheshbon is. So let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, ki havine bebovel, kshelamati toire bebovel koidem sheolisi la'eretz Yisrael. So he was under the impression, this halacha, that Yom HaKippurim Shechali Yis Erev Shabbos Lehoyu Toikim Oitzoy Shabbos Lehoyu Mavdilin. So he was under the impression of Divrei Hakel. So Rashi explains what this Lehoyu Toikim. Sheish Tkiyis Shetoikim Be'erev Shabbos. The Sheish Tkiyis, which they used to blow Erev Shabbos, Lahavdil, to be Mavatil the Omi Melocha, Lahavdil, and they should, that's Ois, Erev Shabbos, it's Shabbos. So that is only a normal Erev Shabbos. But if Erev Shabbos is Yom HaKippurim, so there's no inyan. Mishum de Yom HaKippurim Kodesh Keshabbos. Va'osel also b'chol melochis, so you don't have to be mevatel for many melochis, you don't have to be mavdel between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. It's as we mentioned before, the Ritva says it's Kedusha Arichte. Both these days are also the Melochis, so there's no necessity to be Teikeya Shefer, to be Mevatel Ha'omim Loch. That's one Aloch. The second Aloch says, if Yom Kippur is Meitzoy Shabbos, Ube Meitzoy Shabbos, Im Chalbo Yom HaKippurim, Loi Hoyo Mavdilim Bitfilet, Mavdilan alakois is poshid, you can't be mavdil alakois because it's Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur falls out, Meitzoy Shabbos, you can't be mavdil alakois. Abulai hayu mavdilim betvile. Ha mavdil ben kodesh le kodesh. Kemoishe mavdilim beyantiv shchali yisla Meitzoy Shabbos. Also the same inyan. Because the whole inyan of Havdalah is that you're leaving, that before there was an Issa Meloche, before it was Kodesh, now it becomes Chayil. So Mamel, that is the Inyan of Avdalah. But if Meitzoy Shabbos is Yom Kippur, both are Kodesh, both are also the Meloche, so there's no reason, there's no mocking for Avdalah. Meitzoy Shabbos Leyontiv, there is Avdalah. Yontiv is Mutab and Melech HaSeichel Nefesh. Shabbos is also, so there is a Musig of Avdalah. So Rabbi Zeira says, I held Divrei Hakali, that this is a halachim muskemes. Loihave masikna adatoi. I would never have thought that the heavy beplukte the Rabbi Shmuel the Rabbi Kiva the Masnisen, that this baraisa should have ever sashaiches with the machloikes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva im chelvei Shabbos kreivim b'yoyim HaKippurim. Mayin shmita leitzel al-sina. Till he came to Eretz Yisrael, and Yehuda Berei, the Rab Shimon ben Pozi said, no, that this Berei se Rabbi Kivi, this is going according to Rabbi Kivi. The Choshev le Yoyim HaKippurim ki Shabbos. According to Rabbi Kivi, Yoyim Kippur is equivalent to Shabbos. Therefore, the halacha is, you cannot be makriv chelvei Shabbos b'yom HaKippurim, and you cannot be makriv chelvei yom HaKippurim b'Shabbos. They're equal. Hilka. So according to Rabbi Kiva, loiboy lemiske lahavdu bein zele zele hakere. You don't have to be toikeya to be mavdul between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. The loita ki'inon, and this is the yesod of the Gemara, because we're only toikeya elo bein yoim kal liyoim chomer. The tekone to be toikeya erev Shabbos is if we're ending a Yom Kal and it is starting a Yom Chomu, so then there was a Takonis Chazal that one should be Tekeya, Lahavrish, and Lahavdil between that the Yom Kal is ending and the Yom Chomu is starting. V'chiheichi, the Bishabis Loitoki, Lahavdil Kehane, Milahakrib Chelve Shabbos B'Yom HaKippur. That means even though that is, it is Negeya, there are Melachis that one has to stop doing. For example, the Kahanim and the Beis HaMikdash, when it was Shabbos, they were Makdir, the Oile Shabbos. They were Makdir, that they didn't, that the Tomid of Shabbos is Doiche Shabbos. They were Makdir in Shabbos. It's Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shait, it's Doiche Shabbos. You have to realize, what if my Tzoy Shabbos was Yom Kippur? So someone was standing with a watch and says, Bizitz to Kemem Makdir Zayin? It's Yom Kippur now. You can't be Makdir Chelvei Shabbos B'Yom Kippurim according to Rabbi Kiva. Now, did anyone call him that you should blow Shaifa? Mishke blows in Shaifa. Ah, you have to be Mavdol Mimeloche. I mean, you have to stop doing the Haktorah. But the musik of Tkiyah Shaifa was only when a Yom Kal ended, Toiken Mikilte Lechamirte. That if a Yom Kal, that was the takon of Tkiyah Shaifa. But a Yom Kal ended and a Yom Chomor is starting, then there was a takona of Tkiyah Shaifa. They blew Sheish Tkiyahs to tell the Oilam to be Mediyah, the Oilam that the Yom Kal is ending and the Yom Chomor is starting. But if that is not the case, even though you have to have this Yediyah, you have to know that it's Oish Shabbos, you're not allowed, you have to stop being Makter now. But that doesn't fall into the takana of the Toikim Me'arib Shabbos L'Shabbos. The takana was Me'yem Kilte Le'yem Chamilt. So Me'mele, so Rashi says, so according to Rabbi Kiva, just like one is not, we're not Toikeya Me'itzoi Shabbos Le'yem HaKippurim, even though you have to be Mavapul, you have to stop the Haktorah. But there was no takana of Tekiyah. So who Adin according to Rabbi Kiva, if Erev Shabbos was Yom Kippur, and according to Rabbi Kiva, Yom Kippur is as Chomor as Shabbos, both are the same Kedusha, one isn't, Lagabi Haktorah, they're the same, you're not Makter Chelvei Shabbos B'Yom HaKippurim, they're Makter Chelvei Yom Kippurim B'Yom Shabbos, they're both the same. So since one is not killed from the other, so even though Lemaisa, you have to stop the Haktorah, if you're in the middle of being Makter Yom Kippur and it's Chal Shabbos, you have to stop. But there's no mocking for Tkiyah. Because the takon of Tkiyah was Meyom Kilta Leyom Chamilta. So that's what Rashi says. V'chi heichi de b'Shabbos loitoki. Lahavdil kehanim milahakriv chelvei Shabbos b'Yom HaKippurim. According to everyone, is b'Yom HaKippurim. Nami loitakina. Because it is not mikilta lechamilta. So b'meile, so this halacha, this baraisa that says, Yom HaKippurim shechaliyos erev Shabbos lehoyu toike, this is according to Rabbi Kiva, because there's no kilta. In halacha, one is as choshev as the other. But, the Rabbi Yishmael, so the Yehuda Berei, the Rav Shimon ben Pozi says, but according to Rabbi Yishmoyu, kiven the kill a Yom HaKippurim Mishabbos, Yom HaKippurim is kill Mishabbos. V'horaye, chelvei Shabbos is kreivim v'Yom HaKippurim. Chelvei Yom HaKippurim is not kreivim v'Shabbos. So Yom HaKippurim is kill Mishabbos. The Rabbi Shmuel kiven the kill a Yom HaKippurim Mishabbos, litoka, so they should have blown shofar erev Shabbos. Lahavtil, what's the purpose? The same purpose like you blow every erev Shabbos. Now every erev Shabbos, everyone's doing melachas. So you take care, it's miyom kilta, liyom chamilta, lahavtil es ha'omim aloche. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, Erev Shabbos Shechaliyis b'yom ha'kippurim is also a Yom Kilte. Yom Kippur is kill me Shabbos. And they're doing melacha, not in the Gassen, but in the Beis HaMikdash. They're doing melacha. They've been in the midst of being maktir, chel v'yom ha'kippurim, and they have to stop as soon as it comes Shabbos. So the takone of Sheish Tkiyah should apply Erev Shabbos Shechaliyis b'yom ha'kippurim. The Yi Rabbi Yishmael, even the killer Yom HaKippurim Mishabbos. Litoka lahavtil mihakriv chel v'yom HaKippurim Mishabbos. Yeah. Ubetkiya zu, Narashi says no chazach, which the Gemara says. Ubetkiya zu yavinu shehu Yom HaKal. Now the Olam will understand this is a Yom HaKal. L'chshe yochel Yom HaKippurim, b'moitzoi Shabbos. So when Yom Kippur will be chal b'moitzoi Shabbos, v'lo yitku, yedu shemuto lahakriv boi chel vei Shabbos. So now Rashi is moisif noch an akud over here. And the Ramban is mevayer what the shayla is. That means like this. According to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, if we look Erev Shabbos, that's Yom HaKippurim. So according to everyone, as soon as it comes Shabbos, you're not allowed to be makriv, chelvei, Yom HaKippurim. That's say according to Rabbi Kiva, say according to Rabbi Shmuel. Now, according to Rabbi Kiva, als the takona alone that they should know to stop, there wasn't a takona. I mean, the theme is there wasn't a takona. Because miyem chamirta liyem chamirta, there's no takona. How they'll know to stop? But mishem trefen aneitze. But al kaponin, there was no takona by not blowing shofar. So fakel, so one is under the impression that each day is equal to the other day. So we'll understand for zichalein that if Yom Kippur, if Shabbos is equal to Yom Kippur, so you're not allowed to be makter chel v'yom ha'kippurim b'Shabbos. That'll under, according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no one of being tekeya. And they'll know you're not allowed to be makter chel v'yom ha'kippurim b'Shabbos, because fakir, since they're equal, so that'll know you're not allowed to be makter chel v'yom ha'kippurim b'Shabbos, because Shabbos is equal to Yom ha'kippurim. So als the knowledge of knowing that you are not allowed to be makter chel v'yom ha'kippurim b'Shabbos by not blowing shofar, I also know it. But I'm under the impression the reason is because they're equal. But the halacha that you're not allowed to be makter chel v'yom ha'kippurim b'Shabbos, I could know a fellow without blowing shofar. And according to Rabbi Kiva, you do that. So what was Yehuda's kash over here? According to Rabbi Yishmael, you should blow. Good, it's Yom Kippur lachamirta. But lemais, and if you won't blow, and if I won't know the longest, I also won't be makter chel v'yom ha'kippurim b'Shabbos. So why did Yehuda say that you should blow? So the Gemara explains, because there's going to be an asking me. If I'm going to blow Erev Shabbos, so the Olam will know, why am I blowing? Not because you're not allowed to be makter. I'm blowing because this is mikilta lechamilta. The tki is not telling me that aloha, you're not allowed to be makter. The tki is telling me another aloha. That this is mikilta lechamilta. This falls into the takana. So why do I have to know this aloha that Yom Kippur is kill me Shabbos? That in a few years when there'll be a mitzoy Shabbos after, the Mitzoy Shabbos will be Yom HaKippurim, so then I'll know already you're allowed to be Makter Chel Vei Shabbos be Yom HaKippurim. So that is pshat in Yehuda's Kasha. He says, Yehuda's Kasha is we have to blow over here not to know the halacha you're not allowed to be Makter Chel Vei Yom HaKippurim be Shabbos, no, to know that this is Mikilta Lechamilta. And this idea that on Senetz come in, that will know later that your makter chel vei Shabbos b'yom ha'kippurim. That is what Rashi says. Let us not see the Rashi. Di Rabbi Yishmael, Kiven de killa yoyma kippurim mishabbos. Litoka lahavtul makrib chel v'yoyma kippurim mishabbos. So what am I accomplishing from this without blowing? I'll also know you're not allowed to be makdo. Aber betkiyezu yavinu shu yoyma kal. People will know that Yom Kippur is a Yom HaKal, and therefore, l'sheyochel Yom HaKippurim b'moitzoi Shabbos, v'lo yitku, yeidu shemut l'hakriv boi chel bei Shabbos. That was Yehuda's rayim, that this beraisa does not go according to Rabbi Shmuel. Zogt die Gemara weiter, v'amino le'ano, Rabbi Zeiro came from Bovel. He said, it's not I. Kahanim Zrizenheim. Zogt Rashi, Zrizenheim, Bekiyim Heim Bakoil, Aistis, all the time the Tkiye, Mikilta Lachamirte, so who benefited from it? Klal Yisrael benefited from it. They knew it's becoming Shabbos, it's Aiserim Shabbos. The halach is, so the halach, it was negeya, the hamaynam. Here, l'gabi the hamaynam, there's no difference at all between Shabbos and Yom Kippurim. So geitze gornishtonses, kilta, chamilta, there's no difference to them. The whole nafkemina is for the kahanim. Kahanim zrizem hein, bekiyim hein bakoil. Ve'ein zrichin simen, they don't need a simen. The chsiv behen, Yairu mishpatecho liyak. Moira de Gerashi. I mean, it seems this is not only a broche, it's a haftoche. That the kahanim, the kahanim bekiyin ein bakoil, ve'ein tzrich en simen. If the whole tekiyah is only negayah to be megala, the kahanim this aloche, they don't need tekiyahs for that. Tersibem, yairu mishpatecho liyak. It seems it's a haftoche. So for them, they were never masakin. For them, they were never masakin at the corner of Tkiyas. So Memele, so in Cheshbin, you're right. But since it's only Negea Kahanim, they weren't masakin Tkiyas for Kahanim. Kahanim could figure it out without the Tkiyas. Omalei. Men Chachvot's a bit modern because very good, the Bekinein, Bakoil, Vein Tzrich, and Simen, but the Vinish Vides and Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kivin, the Shailach. I mean, according to Rabbi Kivin, Yom Kippur is, it's a Machloikis Tanoim. Feine Yidden haben gehalten, that Chelvei Shabbos einam kreven bei Yom HaKippurim. So, the Kahanim vinished vi, the Rabbi Zeir saying, according to Rabbi Shmuel held, it is not necessary to be taken because Kahanim know. And Rabbi Kiva didn't know. Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu saw who Rabbi Kiva is going to be. Rabbi Kiva is going to grow some mensch. Rabbi Kiva didn't know, according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Kahanim do know. It's a bit so loyre bossy. But Al Koponim, that's what Rabbi Zeir said. No, the Bais is going according to Rabbi Shmuel, and it's not necessary to make the tekiyah, since it's only negay of kahanim, kahanim don't need tekiyahs. Vein tzrich en simen. Frag de gemore, mi amrine, om alle mal kishi, sheberei der abchiz de la rabashi, mi amrine, kahanim zrizemein, es is for the kahanim, there's no onion of tekiyahs, was nan, Shalai shlahavdil esa omni meloche, shalai shlahavdil ben kodesh lochel. So let us see what Rashi says. Vasnan b'mesecha suke, gimel lahavdil, umoni luhu b'tkiyah shebe migdash. Now these tkiyahs were all blown in the base of migdash. Ein peichsin mechof alef tkiyahs be migdash. So the machshin held a kasalka daitach midat a kehinen luhu be migdash. If this is blown in the Migdash Lakeira, the Kahanim Tokelu, so this was already for the Kahanim. So you see, Kahanim also needs Simonim. They blew in the base of Migdash. So the Gemara answers, no, you can blow in the base of Migdash, but it's not meant for the Kahanim. There were other people in the base of Migdash also. Kedomar Abaye Lishar Amma Debir Yishalayim. Abaye said, Lagabi, a different Indian. Hochinami Lishar Amma Debir Yishalayim. So Rashi says, what is Abaye speaking about? Kedomar Abaye b'seida yuma b'peiri gimel. Gabi nevreshes she'osas hilni hamalke al pischoi shel heichel. Hilni hamalke made a menoire shel zov, and this menoire shel zov was on the Pesach of the heichel. Is b'shoa she'achama zirachas nitzoytzeis yoytzeis emeno. So it used to, the chama, the rays of the sun used to hit it. And it's so used to glance this menorah. So Mamela, that was the tachlis, that was one of the te'elios we got from this nevreshes, from this menorah. Vakol yoidim shezman krish megi. So the Gemara asks, "Akashe Raminu Hakayre Krishme Manche Mishma Lo Yotzo." If a person learned Krishme, when the Anche Mishma learned Krishme Lo Yotzo, Alma Lav Bezim Nikarien, they never learned Krishme the Beis Hamikdash the correct time. They still learned before. But Amar Abaya Hasimen the Nevreshet L'Shara Meshikro Krishme Baynos. So the Simen was not for those involved in the Avodah. The Simen was for other people. So the same thing is. The same thing over here is also that what it says, the sholesh, that was, these tekis which were blown in the Beis Hamikdash was not only for the Kahanim, the Beis Hamikdash was for the Shar Am of the Birushalayim. But Kahanim's Rizemeim, so Rav Zeira held toch bei Zayt. Frag the Gemara, Velitoka. I have a different kasha. Estes, the whole shaila was, the way we understood the reason why there are no tkiyas from Erev Shabbos, Shechal Liyay, the Yom Kippurim Shechal Liyay's Erev Shabbos, there are no tkiyas, is because, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not Mikilta Lachamirta. That's why there are no tkiyas. At Rabbi Shmuel, we said, since the whole Kilta Lachamir is only Negei the Kahanim, so it's also not Negei. Frag the Gemara, Velitoka, they should blow Shofar. Erev Shabbos shechal bo yom kippurim, ki heichid the lady, they should know the shori beknivis yerek min amincha lomailo. According to everyone, there is a kula in yom kippurim, which is not noyeg b'Shabbos. Yom kippurim there's a kilta in anhog. Let us see what Rashi says. Will he talk at? Bein le Rabbi Kiva, bein le Rabbi Yishmoel. La'oiduyi dekali mi Shabbos. No. Yom Kippur is kal in anhoge mi Shabbos. What's the anhoge? The Yom HaKippurim shori b'kneivas yerek tolush. Yom Kippur, it is permissible to kneivas yerek tolush. What does that mean, kneivas yerek tolush? Linateik ha'olim min haklohim. It is permissible to tear off the leaves from the stem of a yerek that's tolush already. Kedei la'ashvoysam she'imuchonim l'chotcham u'lefom. To put them together, to put the leaves together, that moitzoi yom kippur, should be able to cut them up, and form them, cut them in small pieces, and then they used to cook them. So it is permissible in yom kippur, al kaponim, to start the hachone of cooking this yerek, to cook the mitzvah yom kippur, but to start already the hachone, we'll see why later, why there's no issur of hachone, but al kaponim, it is, yom kippur, it is permissible to be toilish, the alim of the yerokais, that they should be mukhin for mitzvah yom kippur. Damrina lekamon de shori, mishum, aylo chayre, yomatriach, מיום הכיפורים ליום האחר, או ליום חייל, תשורי משום דהבי אינוי, because אמר דקי רשי, אבל לא אומר דין שחף רשי, אמר דקי רשי, רשי says later, that the end of this should be also, you matriach מיום הכיפורים לחייל, how you allowed to do such a thing? So Rashi says, but you have to understand what we're accomplishing. It's a tilche meyontav lechoil, but it's a moiridike hider in the inuy of Yom HaKippurim. You're cutting the leaves, so it's before you, and you can't eat it. So Mele, so we are enhancing the inui of Yom HaKippur. That's why it is Mutter. Amoridike Rashi. See, maybe Rashi repeats himself later. Nachamalazai. So even though it is a tilche me Yom HaKippur, lochoil, balidach gise, it's a hiddur in the inui of Yom HaKippur. So therefore they were matter. Sheroye umezamin veino yoichel. And the rest is nish. Now the belt says a belt though. By the Seder, we say, V'hisha omdo la v'seinus. So, once, what's the V'hisha omdo? I can help na koisen de hand nicht trinken es. That's V'hisha omdo la v'seinus. Al Capone, here's also the same thing. That, Sheroye, he sees it, umezamen, and it's ready to, V'eina yoich. Al Capone, this is a hiddur in the inni of Yom HaKippur. That means, Shabbos, now to do such a thing. Shabbos, to prepare a machal Shabbos for my tzoy Shabbos, that is awesome. Kneva, what is the taich kneva? Ki yehi de klal godu, haiman de koniv silke. We had the word kneva in klal godu. So there means to cut. El de hosam ben mechuba, there it's speaking about that a person cut a yerek that was attached to the ground. Vahocha betolosh, here we're speaking about a tolosh, think about al kaponim, taich verta will know. Just before we go a little further, the way it says in Arashi, the whole shaila of Knev is only a shaila of Tirche, which we'll see later. He's doing a very innocent pula. He's just detaching the leaves from the stem. The Rishainim, the Ramban, the Ritve, bring down from Rashi that it's a little bit more serious than that. That this Knevis Yerek is, you take the Alim Hamu'uposhim, When you take off the yerokis, so usually on the outside there's alim muposhim, there's rotten leaves. So you take away the rotten leaves and you separate the bad leaves from the good leaves. So memela, so the rishonim ask. So this is osar al zbeira. This should be an isar deraisa al zbeira. And as the Ramban puts the kasha, this is lahoniach not laalter. I feel you'll say that you can't get to the machel. For example, you'll have to peel a banana, even though it's beira psailas mitaychaycha, because that's the derech achila, that's how you get to it. But that's the peel a banana is lauter. If you want to eat the banana, you'll have to peel it. To peel an egg, to shell an egg, that in the morning for shalashudis, that is beira, because it's lohaniach. I'm not eating it right away. So that's not called derech achila, that's called derech breira, and it is also. So the Ramban asks Akasha on this Rashi, which they all bring down, that it should be yosar al zbeira if you cut off the mulposhim from the good alum. And the Ramban, because of this, wants to say that kniva does not mean what Rashi says. No, kniva means hadochas hayerek. They just washed the yerek, which it seems was an innocent pa'ula, was perhaps a hachone, but there wasn't any melachos involved. The Rav Magid, Perik Aleph, Halacha Gimel from Hilchos Shvi'is Oser, wants to for Rashi, that he wants to say that since this is all a mean echot, and he says could be these alim hamoposhim will also roi lachila yedeyat chak. So Memelos of the Rav Magid says so there's no inyan of boira. The whole inyan of boira is by a psoilus gomo or by two meanin, but by the same mean pasnish kent in boira. That's how the Rav Magid faempels. The bakantasi yidisodis and trumas adeshin by the same mean is not in boira. If you have a top and a bottom of a chicken, so you want to be boira, the tops and the bottoms is not in boira. Small pieces and big pieces. By one mean is not in boira. So the Rav Magid says this over here by Knevis Yerik, that even though it's not roi lachilai deyatchak, and it's one mean, so there's no isara boira, there's only an isara bachon. Al koponim. So what is the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara asks like this. So the Gemara asks, he says, the whole kasha that Yehuda had, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if Yom Kippur is killed from Shabbos, afilu legabi haktore, so there should be a din tkiyah, because that's the yisod, with tkiyah mikilta lachamilta. The whole dreidel of Rabbi Zeira was that since it's only negay the Kahanim, Kahanim is Rizim, so you don't blow from them. But in Yesod, if we could in any way prove that Yom Kippur is kill May Shabbos, so then that's the takone of Toike May Erev Shabbos L'Shabbos, Lahavdol Mekilta L'Chamilta. So Memeila, so the Gemara is Sakasha, so this price is fair according to everyone. Lafia emes Yom Kippur is kill me Shabbos. Kashem Akipurim Knevis Yerik is Mutti. You're allowed to be a kind of Yerik. Meyem Akipurim in Aminchel Olamayla, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to be Matriach Letzoyrech Alayla. Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. So it comes that Yom Kippurim is Mikilta Lechemilta. So according to everyone, the Shver, why aren't you take care? Yom Kippur le Shabbos. Velitokat, like the Gemara, ki heched the lady di shari b'knei v'sherik min ha-mincha l'mailo. So to show this, so on this kasha we have two terutzim. Omer Rav Yosef, lefi she'ein doichin shvus lahat. So Rav Yosef, let us see what Rashi says. Lefi she'ein doichin shvus lahat. So he says like this, be'emison, tkiyish shoifer shvusu. Tkiya Shaifer in Yom Kippur is a Shavuos. Vika Amrit. So, your whole kasha was, they should still blow Shaifer in Yom Kippur, the Litrei, that it should be Doichi Yom Kippur, the Tkiya Shaifer should be Doichi Yom Kippur, Lohidia Heter Beknevis Yerek. That from the Tkiya will know that Yom Kippur is a Kilte. So then everyone will start asking, how is Yom Kippur killed from Shabbos? And they'll find out, yeah, because Yom Kippur is Mutter B'Knei V'Sherek, and Shabbos is also B'Knei V'Sherek. So the whole accomplishment of the Tkiyah will be, Lo Hidiyah Heter B'Knei V'Sherek. Ein Doichin Shvus Lahatir. Elo Leser. Ki Goin Yom Tev Shchali is Berab Shabbos. Toikin Lahavtir Lahavtir. He says, we won't be Matir. He says, if the accomplishment of the Tkiyah will be that now you're not allowed to do Meloche, so the Tkiyah is Matzel Min Ha'isa, or like before also, we ask the Kasha according to Rabbi Yishmael, you'll blow Shaifer Al Kaponim that he should stop the Haktorah of Yom HaKippurim. So the purpose of the Tkiyah is Lahavdol Min Ha'isa, Lesser to be Megala that an Iser is now Chal. So then, they blew Shaifer, even though it's Yom Tov, even though it's Yom Kippur, then you can blow Shaifer. But if the whole purpose of the blowing Shaifer is only to be Megala Heter, they weren't Doiche Yom Kippur with Aydetki Shaifer to be Megala Heter. That is Pshat the Teretz. Omar Rav Yosef, Lefi She'en Doichin Shvus, will not be Doiche Yom HaKippurim, which is a Shavuos, lahatir to be megalot that is the head of Knivus Yerik in Yom HaKippur. The Rav Shisha, Berei de Rav Idi Omar, no, could be, you do this also. Since it's Mekilta Lechamirte, and you'll accomplish something, you'll find out from the Tekiyah that Yom Kippur's Mutter B'Knivus Yerik, they will do it also. Rav Sheisha Berei de Rav Idi Omar Shvus Kroivo Hitiru Shvus Rechoike Loi Hitiru. So it means as follows. That means like this. That this Yom Kippur Knivus Yerik is Ayvus Ayosa. Because the whole purpose of the Knivus Yerik was that they cut it off from the stem in Yom Kippur and they cooked it at night. But tonight they won't cook it because tonight is Shabbos. So the male this Yom Kippur, it's not Negeya, the Tkiyah, to tell me that Knivus Yerik is Mutah. So the whole Tkiyah is Negeya to tell me when Yom Kippur falls in the middle of the week. So then, Knivus Yerek is Mutam in HaMincha L'Mailo. So we're now Doiche Yom Kippur to tell me of a Heter which might eventually come, but now it's not Negeya. That they weren't Doiche Yom Kippur. Shvus Kroivo Hitiru. Shvus Rechoike Lo Hitiru. Zot Rashi. Rav Sheish is Bereid Rabbi Dioma Lo'ilam Doichen Shvus Lahater. That means your teretz, that they did not want to be matter the tkiyeh, because it's only to tell us a heter. That is not oiskal. Yavam iboi lo neteira ha'idne. If it be negeya to tell us now a heter, you do it. Aval hash the loy mi boilong knavis yerik yom kippur mshchali is berev Shabbos. For this yom kippur, it's not negeya to know that it's mutik knavis yerik. Sherei b'Shabbos lo yevashlum, lo yevashlum. They won't cook the yerik in Shabbos. V'loy tehet ki yezu elo loy diyenu hetel b'shon acheres. So the whole tkiya is enlightening us that next year knavis yerik will be mutter. Sheyachli yom kippur b'emtzah Shabbos lo yitiru for shvus rechayka lo yitiru shvus kroiva kloima dechiyev shvus yitiru letzayich davar korev v'lei letzayich davar roch. That is pshat in Rav Shishis Teretz. Harek de gemore u shvus kroiva yitiru, but hashma loznucha mashapicha medaba, but you say they were matter the isa shvus of tkiyeh to be megala a heter, if it's the heter is megaya now. Vosnan, we learned in our Mishnah in Chulin, Yontev shechaliyah is Erev Shabbos. If Yontev is chal Erev Shabbos, take it. They were tekeya. That was lahadul mikilto lechamirte, to tell us you have to stop melechas haichul nefesh. So that was taken b'leim abdilin. Because Mabdilan is the other way. Mabdilan mechamir telekilt, loy Mabdilan. That's Yontev Shchalis Erev Shabbos. Meitzoi Shabbos. What if Yontev is Chal Meitzoi Shabbos? Then is Mabdilan. Then you are Mabdil, Alakois, you're Mabdil, Petzile, loy Taikim. But there is no Dintkiyas. Frekti Gemore, Vamai Litka, Zomadot Noichet Blosen, in Yontev. Why? Ki heichet the lady the shari b'shchita l'alta. Let them know that it's now Laila and it's muta l'shchita. You just told me l'tzoyrech that they were matre the iser shvus of tkiye for a heter that's korev. If I'm not right now, I'm learning a heter. I'm finding out there's a heter now of shchita, so it should be muta. So why don't they blow shayfa meitzoy Shabbos? The heich of the lady, the shari b'shchita l'alte. Elo machvarte kide Rav Yosef. So the mele, so it's mestava like Rav Yosef says. Let us see Rashi. Toiken lahavtu es ha'om mimlocha hamoteres b'yontev. Yetekeya lahavtu es ha'om mimlocha hamoteres b'yontev. That you have to stop doing the mlocha hamoteres b'yontev. Ki goy neichol nefesh. Lahavtu b'in ha'koydish b'in ha'chil. V'loi mavdilin mitzvile, but v'loi mavdilin, but you don't say havdole yontif, not in shmeine esrei v'alakoyz. Leitkinu loi meravdole el biyitzis koydish b'knisis chel. When a yom kodesh ends and then a yom chel is starting, v'loi b'knisis koydish b'yitzis chel. Tohosam shayach l'kdusha yom. V'kidishem shemekachin al yom have keira delay. Then you don't make Abdullah. Meitzoi Shabbos. Vimchal yontef meitzoi Shabbos. Mavdilim betfile. Va'ala kais. Hamavdul ben kaidish la kaidish. Mimnesha kaidish chomo yoitze v'nichnas kal. This is coming oitz Shabbos and it's becoming yontef. So mamela then you mavdil. Abba v'loi toikin mi ba'oid yoim. Lahavtil u lahavdil. There's no purpose to blow shofar in Shabbos. The hayyotzei chamo, v'hayoyim loyosu shum melochet. So there's no inyan to blow shofar erev yontev, which is mitzoy Shabbos, because chaket Shabbos is more chamo than yontev. Frek the gemara v'amayi salke daitach doichin shvus lahata letzayich dover korev. Yitoka mishacha sheicha, so they should blow shofar at night, not in Shabbos. They should blow shofar in Yontif. Leida de shori b'shchita l'alta. They should know that now you're permitted to shecht. So the Ritva explains why don't you blow shofar every mitzoy Shabbos to tell you now you're permitted to shecht and you're muta b'malocha. So the Ritva says, because every Meitzoi Shabbos geht me nicht an. So if you won't know, you won't share the Zechnisch gefällig. So this brennt you should know now it's Oye Shabbos. But Yontev, there's a mitzvah to share the Zechnisch. So it's Oye Chol Nefesh, there's a mitzvah Simchis Yontev.
So for Kel, so now, so if you're telling me, L'tzayrech Heter, they were Teuche, the Isser Shvus of Tkiya Shaif, in order to tell us the Heter, this is a wichtige Heter to know. The Kumpfer Heim von Shul, the Oilam is hungry, so you have to know when you're permitted to do Malacha. So for Kel, so they should blow Shaifer, Meitzoy Shabbos, so this is Mekanitz, the Rav, Vangin Kochen. So Memele, so that's a ka, if you say that Shvus Kroy Veitiru, so the Gemara says, Elo Machvarte Ki De Rav Yosef. So it's better Rav Yosef Stere. Let us see Tosfos. Litoka Ki Heiche De Leidu De Chelve Shabbos Kreven B'Yom HaKippur. Hacht Ki. So the Gemara is kash in the beginning that they should blow is Be'erv Shabbos Koma, Ki De Perish Pekuntres. The Gemara's kasha is that they should blow shofar erev Shabbos. From this shofar will know that Yom Kippur is kilte mechamirte, and Memela will know that if Yom Kippur falls mitzvah Shabbos, chel Shabbos is kreven b'yom Kippur. Ki the perish bekuntres. Avol yom Kippurim shechal be'echad b'Shabbos, loitoki b'moitzoi Shabbos lohidiyah she'yom Kippurim hu kal. When a kill is ending and the chomor is starting, then you blow shofar. Olahachi omar besomor yontev shechal b'moitzoi Shabbos. Yontev that's chal b'moitzoi Shabbos. Mavdilin, you make avdola because there the chomor is yotzei. V'loy toike, you're not toikeya. V'loy toki lohoy, yeah. V'loy toki lohoy dia v'chel v'shabes kreven v'yonte. Because also you're only toikeya mi kilte l'chamirte. Oitzoy Shabbos to tell us this halacha. So the same thing, Agamar also, the Gemara does not mean l'toka, but my oitzoy Shabbos to tell us that you're allowed to be Makdir Yom HaKippurim Chel V'Shabbos Yom HaKippur. So HaKoch Shabbos, the Gemara's Kashin Dvei Rashi says you should be Tekeya Erev Shabbos. Umiyu, maybe it's Noraya from the Hosam W. You do a Sheyontav Kilu Mi Shabbos. Maybe that's why it's not necessary to be Tekeya, but here it's not Yezua, so maybe here you could say that you're Tekeya. So Tyson doesn't have a Raya from this Allah. Oh, the porich alo besomoch v'amayli toke keicha deleidu d'shori shvita la'alter. So we see if there is a tkiya l'choyre from Shabbos to Meitzoy Shabbos. Or is that tkiya eina l'idiya shu laylo? That's a different tkiya to tell them that it's night. V'loy l'idiya sheyontev kalu mishabbos. That's a different tkiya in that. Bahod loikama hochi litoka ki heiche de leidu de chelve yema kippurim en kreven b'shabbos. Why didn't the Gemara say that the tkiya of Erev, if we're speaking about the tkiya of Erev Shabbos, so why didn't the Gemara say we should blow Erev Shabbos to know that you're not allowed to be makter chelve yema kippurim in Shabbos? So Taisa says, al that, you don't have to blow shofar. Doki loitoki nami. Machmesh Shabbos v'yemei Kippurim shovim is also ein kreivim shol zeh v'zeh. Im egikein, at ki eini mechachas shelo yiyu kreivim shol yoyim ha-Kippurim b'Shabbos. Because without it ki, you also won't be makrim shayim ha-Kippurim b'Shabbos. Bonami loy boi lemifrech. The Gemara, so Mamela, so the Kashas Litoka is a tkiya of Erev Shabbos, where we explained it in Rashi. Oh, nami leboi lemifrich v'livdu b'maitzoi Shabbos. The Gemara could have said, according to Rabbi Yishmoel, that Yom Kippur is kilte, so let us make havdole b'maitzoi Shabbos. It says in this baraisa, loihoyu mavdilen. B'maitzoi Shabbos loihoyu mavdilen. So l'chayre the Gemara could have asked, v'livdu b'maitzoi Shabbos, the lady the chelvei Shabbos kreivim b'yom HaKippur. But Taisa says that filu mavdul bebeis haknesses ain pirsam b'havdola k'may b'tkiyah. That is not a pirsam. So memela, so that is not a kasha. The whole kasha is the litke, and the tkiyah is Erev Shabbos. V'letoka ki heichi deleidu deshori b'knivas yerev. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, according to everyone, let us blow shofar Erev Shabbos shachaliyos b'yom ha-kippurim. And this is mekilta l'chamirta, that everyone should know that knivas yerev is, that knivas yerev is mutter yom ha-kippurim. So Taisa says, Hu adin avamotzi l'mifrach alibe de Rabbi Shmoy l'itoka, ki heichet d'leidu shematziyin es amites miyem ha-kippurim l'shabbos. According to Rabbi Shmoy, there's another kula that Shabbos, that Yom Kippur has over Shabbos. Lati b'matziyin es amites miyem ha-kippurim l'shabbos. Al nechel l'mifrach l'kul alma. The kasha is l'kul alma. Not only according, that's not what the Gemara asks from Knevis Yerek, that was the Gemara asked from Knevis Yerek, the moment says, Libid the Kulam. Aba Einach Hanami, according to Rabbi Yishmoel, the Gemara could have asked you should blow Shofar Erev Shabbos to know that what, that you're allowed to be Metziah Mitois from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos, even though it's Shema Kippurim. The Masha asks if the Gemara could have asked the Kasha, so then Rav Shisha doesn't have a Teret. Rav Shisha's teretz was shvus kroy vehitiru shvus rechay keloy hitiru. If it's only to be megala, a heter that's a dover rochayk. That they weren't matter the isra of kiyu shayfa. According to the way Tosis puts down what the Gemara could have asked, so it's a moira de kikasha, and Rav Shisha doesn't have any teretz on this kasha. They should blow shayfa erev Shabbos shechal bo yom kippurim. That the oilim should know you're allowed to make the beds now. L'kavod Shabbos. And this is a Shavuos Kreiver. That's the Masha's Kasha. Omar Rav Yosef, Lefi Shein Doichin, Shavuos Lahat. So what did Rav Yosef say? Rav Yosef said at Peretz that if the whole purpose of the Tkiya Shaifa is to tell us a Heta, some Emele, the whole purpose is to tell us a Heta, so they weren't doiche, they weren't matter to be doiche Yom Kippur with tkiyas. So Taisa says, La'el ki porech li toka ki heichet de leidu de chelve Shabbos kreivim b'yom ha-kippur. The first kasha that Yehuda b'reid Rav Shimon ben Pozi had asked, that you should blow shofar erev Shabbos, was also to know a heta. Ki heichet de leidu de chel be Shabbos kreivim b'yom ha-kippurim. So l'chayre, now we have a teret on the etzem kashe. V'chein doichin shvus la'ata, that's only coming to tell us a heta. It's only coming to tell us a heta. They were not matir to be tekeya shofar in Yom Kippur. Adamotin l'shnu yehochi. The ein zu hatore ma shematirim la'krivon. El chumro sheyaktiro imurim b'lo yovel lidei noiso. Yesh chumro bedov shechayovim laktiram. So Taisva says that yediyah that we will derive from the tkiya shayfa be'erev Shabbos that chelvei Shabbos nikrovim b'yom ha-kippurim is not a yediyah heter. It's a yediyah schiyu. That is, without this yediyah, it comes Yom Kippur. We weren't makriv de murim in Shabbos. We say, fa'afal, you can't do anything. And it'll become nicer. But now that we have this yediyah Yom Kippur to be makriv de Yom Kippur, the memela is not a yediyah heter, it's a yediyah schiyu. The way Rashi says, Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha, the Ramban explains, is Bachlau not shver Taisvus Kasha, because here the tkiyah is serving a double purpose. The tkiyah is also telling us you have to stop being makdir the chelvei yom kippurim before Shabbos. This is not only a yediyas heter; it's a yediyas issa also. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Zeire, Omar Ravune, Omri lo Omar Rabbi Abe, Omar Ravune. We had before that there's a hekula Yom Kippur, that min ha-mincha l'mailo, you are permitted to make knevis yerek, even though this is a tirche, from Yom HaKippurim, it's a tzahachona, a tirche, from Yom HaKippurim l'chol, But they were matter. Rashi explained they were matter because even though mitzadechad it's a zilzul in the Yom HaKippurim, of mitzadacher it's enhancing the inuy of Yom HaKippur. So these amiroim said, Omer Abzeir, Omer Avune, Omer Omer Ababa, Omer Avune, Yom HaKippurim shechaliya is b'shabbos. What if Yom Kippur is Shabbos also? Also b'knei v'syerek. Then you are not permitted to be make k'nei v'syerek because of Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Also b'knei v'syerek. Loi mi boi b'shabbos da'omed da'oso. Poshe to Shabbos it's also. Mishum shvus t'katorach mishabbos l'chef. Helafi lo ha'idne. The yeish kan inui. But here, when we'll make knevis yerek, there is an inui. Lo bishar yem ha'kipum sheshar shvus also. Yem kippur shvus is also. Zemut, so al kaponim, they were matter, the iser shvus of the katorach mi yem ha'kipurim l'chef. Because, why would they matter? Because the yesh kan inui, because we have a hiddur in the inui of Yom HaKippurim. In Shabbos, there's only a tirchim. So, l'chayra, there'd be a mokim to assume that if you have Shabbos, that's Yom Kippur also, so the Holy Spirit of Shabbos is also out tirchim, not allowed to be matria, mi Shabbos l'chayra. But, l'idar gisa, we'll have a mahuda de ki inui. So these Amaroim are telling us that no, that if Yom Kippur Shechali is b'Shabbos, also b'Knei v'Syerek. Omar Rav Mone, Tanya Nami Hochi. See, but a raya from a baraisa. Minayin l'Yom HaKippurim Shechali is b'Shabbos, she'osar b'Knei v'Syerek, Talmud Loimer Shabbosoy. It says in the Posek, Shabbosoy, by Shabbos it says Shabbosoy, Shabbosin means shvois. You should stop doing that. Lamai. Now what is this posik speaking about? Learning the Gemara the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Ilaim alim aloche, if the posik means that one should not do a meloche in Shabbos, so you don't need Shabbosin shvois, v'chsiv leifasek ol meloche. Helolav aknevas yerek. So this posik is telling us that in Shabbos, Knevis Yerek is also. Shema Mino. Now we'll see a Moira de Kerashi. Zok Rashi. Talmud Loi. Omar Rav Mone Tane. Talmud Loi. Me b'Shabbos b'Reishis. It says by Shabbos. Shabbos in Shabbos Koyish. V'Shabbos in Mash Meshvoitz. Ulamai be'eze kniva osa long kro. What kniva did the Pasuk aser us? Ilayim b'meloche kigayim mechuba. If the Pasuk is telling us, you're not allowed to cut a mechuba, we'll need Shabbosin for that. Aksiv leisase kol meloche v'hosu lomali. So you have a lav. Why do you need Shabbosin? El lav liknevis yerek ba'alme betolush. So the Pasuk is telling us that knevis yerek ba'alme betolush, the midi, the lav meloche koi, olei, Be'ese de Shabbos in Shvois. So Rashi is telling us Pshat in the Gemara, Amoyre de Kerashi, that Rav Mone learned Pshat that all Shvusim are also min HaTorah. That the cost of the Posik was Moschei leChachomim, Bata Aser, but it's also min HaTorah. Whatever the Chachomim held is Aser al Shvus, is also min HaTorah al Tanasei of Shabbos. And the Maritz Chayis have a note, brings down that there's a Ramban ala Torah that says like that, that there's an Isser of Shabbos. Tekivin de midei reisa osa b'chol Shabbos ha'shom. So now this Bereisa tells us that all the Shvusim are also be'esem in ha'Torah. Es hoche le'sherin alei mishum agbas nefesh le'mitre yisr di'e reisa. So me'meilu, what did we say? Why are we matik nevis yerek b'yem ha'kipurim? Because there's a hiddur in the inui. He says, but this is very nice, but to be matar an iser di eraise, to be matar an iser di eraise, we would not be matar. Ay, frektach Rashi, u b'shar yema kipurim shori lagmas nefesh, frektach Rashi, if that's the case, so l'choyre if shabosoy, I assume means that it's an iseres, that whoever is over a shvus, is over an shabosim, who b'shayim ekipur, b'shori lagmas nevish, v'avol gav dosi beinami shabosim shvoyz. So Rashi says, lav me melochehu, the shabosim b'yem kippur is not speaking about melochehu. Ela mikol dova hama'akev melisanois. There's a shvise of the dvorim hameviyim lidei bitalinui. Midas tamchina levei nisen. Hogdashin levei basel de yuma. Lechitze, vesiche, vedoimim lev. You should be shvaisim all the things that are ma'akev de inui of yei makipur. So it comes out the shabosayim. It comes out as follows. The shabosayim of Shabbos. Asels iso shvusim. The Shabbosayin of Yom Kippurim only asels the dvorim amakvim eseinui. But there's no iser esei on the shvusim. So memele. So that's only osami darabonon. So if that's osami darabonon, so they held it's permissible to make knivis yerik in Yom Kippur min amin cholamaylo. Because afob gav the mitzad echod this matriach mi yom kippur lachoil of mitzad acher you're enhancing the inui of yom kippurim. Hashem ken yom kippurim shechaliyah is b'shabes. So then there's an iser diereise of Shabbos and of Shavuos. So the meila then kni v'sherek will be yosem. That is. But Rav Zeir Amar Rav Huna, Rav Abba Amar Rav Huna said. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Amar Rav Chiyah Bar Abba Amar Rav Yoichanan, he wishes to disagree with Rav Zeir Amar Rav Huna. Yen Amar Rav Yoichanan Yem HaKippurim Shechaliyas B'Shabbos Yem Kippur Shechaliyas B'Shabbos Mutar B'Knei B'Shabbos. It's Mutar B'Knei B'Shabbos. Meisvei, fragt die Gemara, minayin li yom kippurim shchaliyas b'shabes, sh'osa b'knei v'sherek, talmud loymer, shabosayin shabois. Lamai, so what do you do with the shabosayin? Ilayim ala malache, v'chsiv lo yisasa kol malache. El ala b'knei v'sherek. Loy, li oylam la malache. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no. So the Gemara brings this Baraisa, and the Baraisa, after the process of elimination, proved that there's an Isel the Araisa and Shvusim. So Rabbi Yechon says no. La'olam le'meloche. Really, Shabbos is coming to tell us that Meloche is also Be'ese. The laver all of Be'ese ve'loisase. And the Shabbos sign is coming to tell us that Ya'iva Be'ese Ve'loisase. That is, so you have to know what did Rabbi Yechon do with the previous Baraisa? The Baraisa is a Tachnitazai. So the Baal HaMoir says he held the other Baraisa was wrong. That's what the Baal HaMoir says. Rabbi Yechon Tano Apolik, but Lemaisi is fighting with the Baraisa, and he holds that the Baraisa was Machriach. With the process of elimination, that Shabbosim can only mean for Shvusim, because for Meloch Hayev Lisasa Kol Meloche. No, Rabbi Yochanan says it's coming to tell us that there's a lav and esse by Shabbos. Zok Taisvis, Ella Lenikivas Yerik. So Knivas Yerik. Knivas Yerik. Nira Leri. Now the Ri did not want to learn like Rashi, that according to the first mahalach is an iser di eraisa of shusim. Nir l'rib asmachta ba'almel. That is whole drosh of the eraisa is asmachta. The imi di eraisa v'yem kippurim nami litza. Because it also says Shabbosim. So Rashi said a chilek, the Shabbosim of yem kippurim is going on the inui. The Shabbosim of Shabbos is going on the shusim. V'ho da oma bepeve klal godol. I'm on the koniv silke chayiv shtayim. I we see that kneiv is taka osam in a toyer. Osam ayri be mechuba. Ochi ayri be tolish ke the pirish be kuntres. But lei domi loho de kama be perik lal godol. Tesis lan kneiv means to cut the leaves. I'm on the porim silke chayiv mishim toichim. The person cuts leaves on Shabbos is chayiv al toichim. The osam ayri kshoyisach atichas dakis moi. So they is chayiv al toichim. Ochi mayri kshoyisach atichas doilis. לאילם למלאכה, לאילם למלאכה. וכניבס, that the pasuk is telling us that מלאכה is also. וכניבס ירק דברייסה, היינו שאויסם דק דק, תאבי איסר דרייסה, דדומי לתויכן אינמי במחובה. So Tosfos did not say like the Baal HaMoir says, like I mentioned before, that Rabbi Yochanan is choylik on the Baraisa. Tosfos says the Baraisa that Asels Knivis Yerek is speaking about its dak dak. So that's also al Teichen, or speaking about Knivis Yerek min HaMechuba. The Gram Horovitz asks, if that's the case, so why does the Baraisa speak about Yom HaKippurim Shechaliyos B'Shabbos? If we're asering Knivis Yerek als dak dak, als teichen, or als teilish, so you don't have to bring Yom Kippur. This is also in Shabbos. I mean, what, we can tarain Yom Kippur, though. This is also in Yom Kippur, that's not chal in Shabbos. This is an Isser D'Araise. That's the Gram Horowitz's kashe on Tosfos. Therefore, he says like the Baal HaMoir. The Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik on the previous Baraise. Amai litoke keecha the lady the shore b'shchita. Loi loi dia de yontif kil, elo loi dia shulaila. Chain omari, masha toikim be maitsoi yem akipurim, that we are toikeya, ein elo loi dia shulaila, that it is maitsoi yem kippur, the achilu as b'neim sheis anu, that gem the kinder tessen, gam lo hochin su des maitsoi yem akipurim, shehu ke ein yontif. Maitsoi yem kippur is a yontif, kamoi she yisa da paiten, the beat it says, Acher, Gemar, Mitzui, Echol, Veditzui, Veritzui. After the Mitzui of Yom Adin, one should eat Pesimcha. V'loi kemar zeirem shekosu bem shatki yezeicha leyoivu, ki lo metoikem b'chol shona v'shona, v'chi oyo yoivu b'chol shona v'shona.
I would like to clarify, we had mentioned before, that what the Rav HaMagid answers the kasha of the Ramban, why isn't there an Isser Breire D'Araise? The Rav HaMagid says, since it is a mean echod, and it is roi lechel al yedei adchak, so it doesn't have a din of Pseilus Gomo. But it would seem from the Rav HaMagid that takes away the Isser Breire D'Araise. But mid Rabbonon, there still is an Isser Breire. Because Midrabbonin, it does have a shame psoilus. And that is the Easter that they were matter Yom HaKippurim. Not the way Rashi learns by us, the Easter is an Easter of Tirche. No, from the Rav HaMagid, it would seem they were matter an Easter Boirer Midrabbonin. And the same Indian is Muchach from the Mishnah Berurah and Simen Shin Yotes, Sivkot and Zayin, that says, Afilu im ein ha'olim halolo psoilus gomor, sheruin lachila yedei atchak, afilu hoche yesh isa levararam midarabonon demerzi keboira.